Blog Talk Radio.
I am officially retiring from the NFL and Green Bay Packers. And
here we go. To the 40, the 30, the 20. Touchdown, Prince.
Bro, let me tell you what you want. I make that ass drop like a sack of potatoes. What crawl on the cracker later?
Praise.
What's going on, everybody? Another Thursday night. And, of course, listening, you know, right in front of you guys is the Zen Man coming live from Key West, actually, today. Close enough. Mile marker 10, I believe. Usually I do my shows from Miami. I have to say that's not south to a lot of you guys, but this show did originate from Key West, hence the Southern Most Sports Rap, but I still think it's the Southern Most Sports Rap in the world, so at least in the continental United States. So let's talk about a little sports. A lot of stuff going on right now in the basketball world. We will definitely be getting into the March Madness a little bit later in the show. A lot going on. I don't think there's any huge upsets yet, but there's still a lot of time to go. Still some games going on today. I think half, I don't know about half the games, a lot of the games going on today. And after tomorrow, either, I don't know how long it's going to take. There's 32 games. There's four playing games. Technically, the field was 68 teams. Four play-in games, and then there's 32 games with 64 teams started today, and I didn't see exactly how many games played. It probably will take more than a couple of days to get to the round of 32 teams. We'll get to that later. Also, in professional basketball, a lot of trades went down. Nothing gigantic. I mean, you know, some of the names that were talked about are still set put, but there's definitely some interesting stuff going on, and I'll be getting to that, as well as my stat of the week at half past the hour. And I did get one play as the top play of the week. I know I always try to get three plays. I kind of got stuck in the Keys. I was planning on driving to Miami to do my show, but I had to stay and help out people. But I still got on the internet, so I'll be live for the next hour. So I got a lot of stuff going today. Talk about the top news so far. Dwight Howard, like I said, one of the big names, the biggest name in football and basketball, especially when talking about trade talks. He didn't get traded. He's still there. He said he's not going to opt out. So I don't know if that means that he'll stay next year officially. But let's see if the Magic definitely try to get some players to help him. This is kind of like LeBron James when, you know, they had him for such a long time. They've always been good, but never over the top because they never got any help for him. So we'll see if the Magic definitely get some help. Might as well anyway. What's the point of having the best player in the NBA if you're not going to have, you know, one or two more pieces to try to win a title? They obviously not going to win one with the team that they've had and have right now. And the worst part about it is they actually have a huge payroll because they have a lot of veterans that they pay a lot of money to. So they need to get a couple of these guys out of here. And just, you know, make the move and get a big player to help Dwight out. He's such a powerful force down low. I don't think you need that much. Just need a solid shooting guard to score some outside points. The Magic are just a tough team to watch. I mean, they're very hit and miss. They can beat anybody. They can lose to anybody. But they shoot a lot of threes. And I'm sure Dwight gets frustrated a lot. So we'll see what the Magic do. Definitely have an interesting franchise to follow. On top of the other NBA trade talks, the Blazers waived Greg Oden, former number one pick. I don't know if you guys remember about 3 years back when Kevin Durant was picked number two. by the Thunder, the number one pick went to the Blazers, and instead of getting Durant, they got Odin, which wasn't a bad choice. I mean, you can't say no to a big man, but he's just been struggling with injuries his whole career. So we'll see if he can either get healthy, if anybody can pick him up. Not looking good for him. Just some important NFL talks. Obviously, Peyton Manning, the big name. It's very up in the air where he's going. He's met with four or five teams so far. The first two teams he met was Denver and Arizona. I didn't think that was going to be where he would fit because, to be honest with you, Denver, I think that they're just going to have to ride Tebow. I've heard numerous opinions from everybody. I don't know how serious neck injury really is. I've heard that it's actually pretty serious, and he could be one hit away from his, not to say that everybody's one big hit away, but I guess it's that serious to where even a normal hit might take him out for his career. So I don't know if he knows that he might have to split some time with the quarterback. I kind of just thought that he wants to find his own team and make his way there for the last couple of years and try to prove himself and win another championship. If that's the case, I don't see why he would go to Denver. People will get some playing time. Arizona, not to say they don't need a quarterback. Kevin Cobb didn't have a great year last year, but, they signed him to a big deal, so that's a lot of money you're throwing away to get another quarterback. I just didn't see – it seemed like one of the front runners to get him, but I just didn't see any reason for Peyton to go there and why they would even spend more money to get another quarterback. I think they should just stick with Kolb and give him another chance at that. Tennessee also met with him. Seems like a good fit there, actually. They really haven't had a solid QB in a while. Vince Young, obviously, going to the Philly. So I don't even know who the quarterback would be for Tennessee this year. I guess Matt Hasselbeck would come back. But he's getting up there as well. I don't know. You have to think about where Peyton also wants to live. I just don't think that he won't live in Tennessee. Maybe it's not about that. I'm not sure. But he met with Tennessee. And obviously, I said last week, Washington, the Redskins actually traded some picks to get the number two pick now in the draft. So they're out of the running because I think they're going to draft RG3. The Jets aren't going to sign him because they extended Mark Sanchez's contract. The Dolphins did meet with him, but it just doesn't seem like he's been that interested. So I don't know what's going on. It's up in the air at this point. My faith in getting him has definitely dropped. But as I said last week that I thought we were going to be talking about, because I mean, last week he had said he's going to give it a week and find out, but he still hasn't figured out a team yet. So we'll see what happens with him. I heard also another person tell me that this is the other big deal that went down. Mary Williams, defensive end from the Texans, is now going to play with the Bills, $100 million contract. Being in the same division as the Dolphins and obviously being Peyton Manning, I don't know if that would scare him a little bit to join the same conference or division with, obviously being one or two hits away from being out of his career. If you have a big fourth like that on the other side, two games out of the year, I don't know how much that really factors into his head, but that's just something to think about. Just some minor news I'll get back into a little bit. The Lakers don't have Derek Fisher anymore. He is now on the Rockets. And he's played most of his career there. The Lakers did land Raymond Sessions, who is a younger, better point guard at this point. Fisher has a great career. He's just old. I think he's 38. And that was what they needed. So I don't know. That can be big for the Lakers. We'll see how that airs out the rest of the season. Just some more random news. There's always Jets news. Sanchez saying that he's gutless for criticism. I don't know. Just stupid little news. Brandon Marshall actually got traded as well to the Bears. So I don't know if that was a good thing, a bad thing to get Peyton. Obviously, it's a huge weapon they lose. I thought kind of with Peyton Manning, I kind of thought it'd be like a package deal with Reggie Wayne to join him wherever he was. So I thought maybe that would open a spot for him to come down there and help out with Brian Hartline and Devon Best. We'll see. Like I said, I don't know where he's going, but we'll definitely talk a little more about that later. And as always, just talk a little bit of hockey just to get out of the way. It's actually in the heart of the season and winding down towards the playoffs. So definitely no way to talk about it. Let's just run through my standings like always. In the Eastern Conference, the top three are the New York Rangers, who have a solid lead. They have 95 points. Boston, 83 points, and Florida, 79 points. Florida is still, like I said, they don't have the best record or anywhere close to the best record in the Eastern Conference, but they are winning their division, so they do have that third seed. They just beat the Bruins today, actually. Big win for them. I believe it was 6-1 or something like that. So Florida's still hanging strong. They've been leading the division all year, so hopefully they can keep that going. The rest of the standings for the East, Pittsburgh, 91 points, Philadelphia, 89, New Jersey, 87, Ottawa, 82, and at number 8, the Washington Capitals, 78 points, which I guess worst comes to worst, well, Washington would be in the same division as Florida. If the Panthers, who only have a 1-point lead right now on the Capitals, if for some reason they lost that division lead, there's still some hope that they would make the playoffs as a seed. But it just, I mean, there's so much more. I mean, they just have to win the division. It seems really not that hard of a deal right now. And versus the number 3 seed or an 8 or possibly out of the playoffs. So they need to win the division. Let's see if they can keep it going. Other teams that could have a chance of making the playoffs, Buffalo, 3 points away. Winnipeg at number 10 is 4. And Tampa Bay is 7 points away. Going to the Western Conference, still the best record in the NHL, St. Louis Blues at 98 points, Vancouver 92, and Dallas at 83. Detroit, 91 points. Nashville, number 5, they have 89 points. The Chicago Blackhawks, 84 points. Phoenix Coyotes, 81, and the Colorado Avalanche, also 81 points. That rounds out your Western Conference. San Jose, Calgary, and Los Angeles all tied at 78 points. They're fighting up for that 8 spot, too. So, Colorado definitely has to watch those three teams, and we'll see how the Western Conference shapes up. Nobody else is going to be close. I'm 10 points back at this point, and Minnesota 13 points back. So, that is your weekly NHL standings updates. And, like I said, I don't know if they updated the standings today, because I believe Florida had 79 points. So, with the win, I think you get 2 points for a win now, so they got 81 points. It's definitely looking good for them. And I'm not sure if the Washington didn't play. The two teams Florida's looking out for in the division is Winnipeg and Washington, who actually play each other tomorrow. So that would be a good game for them to shape up that Eastern Conference, Eastern Division. Checking the division standings. Excuse me. It is the Southeast Division. And Florida, it is updated at this point. Florida has a 3-point lead now with 81 points. Washington, 78, and Winnipeg at 74. So we'll keep an eye on that. I know the season's winding down. I'm not sure how many games are left. It's not that many. I think it's about 10 to 11 games left. So let's hope the Panthers can keep pushing, make the playoffs. You know, I'm not a diehard playoff fan, but, you know, I stick up my Florida teams and South Florida teams. So I'm definitely good for them. How about a random alley-oop from LeBron James?
Anthony coming out. Stoudemire drives down a lane. Stripped by Wade. Wade coming. Looking to push. Alley-oop to James. A great pass and an even better finish.
Sorry, I just like to have random clips through on my show. And let's talk about the NBA. Might as well. There is a lot to talk about. We'll get into the trades in a little bit. Let's start out with the standings at this point. See how everything's looking out. Chicago, after beating Miami yesterday, the lead in the East is pretty good, which it just, I mean, the Heat have so much opportunity to win. It's a 3.5 game lead. The Heat are only 2 back in the loss column, which is the most important thing. They're 5 back in the win column, but they can control the losses. They just haven't played as many games as Chicago. But definitely losing to them last night was not good. The Heat dropped 2 straight now, 6-4 in the last 10. Just that they lost to the Magic and then the Bulls. a game up today. I believe they have two more in the next couple of days. Tomorrow, Heat and 76ers play. That'll be on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Miami's still impressive, 31-11. I don't want to sound like it's depressing at all. But it's just when it comes to playoff seeding, you know, the Heat need to get their home field. The most important thing, obviously, is the finals, too. You know, if they can capture the best record in the NBA, they ain't got to worry about it. They're going to have home field advantage in every series they have. But if they can't top Chicago, then most likely, I don't see any other teams knocking off any of those two. They'll probably face them in the Eastern Conference Finals. And it's just, you know, it's annoying to have to play four games over there. The Heat will still take them, but, I'm pretty sure the Bulls did not even have Derrick Rose last night, which kind of concerns me a little bit, but I know the Heat are good. The Eastern Conference looks like this. The Chicago Bulls 36-9, Miami 31-11, the 3.5 back, 7.5 back of the Orlando Magic 28-16. The Philadelphia 76ers are 10 back, they're 25-18. Indiana 25-16, Atlanta 24-19, Boston 23-19, and Milwaukee 19-24. I said last week that I thought New York and Boston, they were 7-8 last week, that was the way it's going to stand. I didn't really see another team. You know, Boston and New York are still good teams, but I just, being at a 7-8 seed, I thought they were going to at least stay in the playoffs. But it looks like Milwaukee, with the same record as New York, 19-24. I don't know what happened to New York. They're 3-7 in the last 10. One family is over and smashed. Now all the people are wondering why they walk around the streets with limb jerseys on. But I don't know what's going on with that team. It is more important than I'm going to make it. Mike D'Antoni actually left the team yesterday. So this team's not looking good. I don't know what's going to happen with these guys. I still think they're going to make the playoffs. They have too much talent not to. But they're going to let other teams try it and whatever. Cleveland's right there too. They're two back from New York. Milwaukee right now is a tiebreaker. So, as of right now, the Knicks are not in the playoffs. Cleveland with their tie with Milwaukee, though. Cleveland, two back. Detroit, three back. New Jersey, 4.5 back. So, the team still have a shot at that eighth seed. Only in the modern era, or not modern era, only like a few years, a losing record got you in the playoffs. The Milwaukee, 19-24, are technically in the playoffs, but we'll see how that shakes out. In the Western Conference, no surprise. It's always been OKC. They're still number one. 32-10. San Antonio, 3.5 back. 28-13. The Lakers, 27-16. They're 5.5 back. Then the other team from LA, the Clippers, 24-17. Memphis, 24-17. Denver, 24-19. Dallas, 25-20. And Houston, 24-20. And right behind them is Minnesota, which the big news over there is Ricky Rubio is now out for the season. Huge loss for them. They're such a young, great team going for them. So it is a shame that they lost him for the year. But they're still definitely in shape to make the playoffs. Kevin Love, I think, if it wasn't for their really bad record, he'd be my MVP vote. But they're 22-21. In the Eastern Conference, they'd actually be AC. But that's the Eastern Conference for you. The Western Conference, the Phoenix, three back of the playoffs. Utah, three back as well. Portland, 20-23. They're 12.5 back. They're 3.5 back of number 8 seed. And the Golden State is four back, so they have a shot to catch Houston there. Golden State, no, Portland is 20-23. They're 12th in the West, but they will be 8th in the East. Just how it works. There's a lot of playoff shots. There's actually more playoff spots than there isn't in basketball. So every team has a chance. And I guess we should start talking about the trades. This is from ESPN.com. Let's talk about the first trade. Wizards dealt McGee for Nene. The Wizards got Brian Cook, Nene, and a draft pick. The Nuggets got JaVale McGee and Ronnie Turiaf. And the Clippers got Nick Young. So I'm a little surprised to see Nene not drink break. It's much more annoying to actually hide taking a drink. I'll just do it. Yeah, I'm not really used to seeing Nene out of a Nuggets uniform. He's kind of had his home there. Kenyon Martin, kind of random. I didn't even talk about this at all yet. I'll get into this in a minute. But Kenyon Martin should be coming back soon. If anybody hasn't heard of him, I'll tell you why. Another trade, well, and Javale McGee has another big piece of the puzzle. He's really good, actually. The Nuggets definitely got a fast, really tall, great shot blocker. Young, jump out the building. Definitely a little younger than Nene, so I'm not sure what the Wizards are trying to accomplish here. But that's how it looks right now. It's kind of one of the most interesting trades of the day. The Rockets acquired Derek Fisher from the Lakers and a 2012 first-round draft pick. And the Lakers get Jordan Hill from the Rockets. Probably more of a respect trade. I know Derek Fisher wants to stay as a Laker, but one of the other trades today was the Lakers getting Raymond Sessions, and either Derek Fisher rides the bench the rest of the year because of Sessions, or they can trade him and he'll have a place to play. So we'll see what happens with that. Spurs and the Warriors traded today. Spurs got Steven Jackson. Warriors got Richard Jefferson and a 2012 first-round pick. This had to be for money. There's no other way that the Spurs would get rid of Richard Jefferson. They're having a tremendous year, second in the West. Jefferson's been a huge part of this, this Spurs team. And they gave her out a first-round pick. That's way too much to give up for an aged Steven Jackson. He was still good and a smart player, but the Spurs already aged enough. I don't know why they would send a guy like Jefferson, who isn't exactly young, but he's still very athletic and can do a lot of things for them. Hit threes. I don't know why they would make this trade. It had to be for money. So we'll see who that benefits. I'm assuming it'll benefit the Warriors. Rockets and Blazers. Rockets acquire Marcus Camby. Blazers acquire Johnny Flynn and Shane the Beat and a future second-round pick. Not a huge trade here. Johnny Flynn, a mediocre point guard. Shane the Beat, I think he's really young, so maybe he I guess the Blazers want to get some youth there. Kind of maybe trying to replace Odin. Marcus Camby, obviously very good, but he's just an older guy. He's still going to grab a lot of rebounds for you. Nets and Blazers, another trade here. Blazers having a big day. Nets actually get Jared Wallace, which I think is the big trade of the day. And the Blazers get Mehmet Okur, who can shoot the three, big white guy, but he's just a little old. Sean Williams, small forward, and a future first-round pick. So I don't know what the Blazers' plan was today, but we'll see if it works out. I'll give it to them, though. They have to make a move. They're just outside the playoffs right now. They may have to make a move and see if it benefits your team. Got to take some risks. When you see halfway through the season that you're not in the playoffs, make a move, see what happens. Lakers, this is a big trade, I think. Lakers getting Raymond Sessions and Christian Iyanga from the Cavs. The Cavs get Luke Walton, Jason Capono, 2012 first-round pick. It says right the swap, he's 2013 first-round pick. I don't know what exactly that means. And it says right to swap. He's 2013 first-round pick with the Lakers first-rounder. I guess that would mean that there's already a trade that the Lakers made with the Heat, meaning that pick can be anywhere. So basically, I guess whoever's spot is higher, the Cavs are able to swap and get a better pick. They're not going to be that high anyways because the Lakers and the Heat are going to have great records. But I guess that's what that means. The Lakers dishing out Luke Walton, who didn't really play. Jason Capono, who could shoot the three, but they get a point guard, so that was their pull point of making this trade. Warriors and Hawks, nothing. It was the Hawks gave. So the Warriors gave the Hawks cash, and the Hawks gave the Warriors a 2012 second-round pick. I don't know how much thought that was. Raptors and Pacers. Pacers got Leandro Barbosa, and Raptors got a second-round pick. Grizzlies and Sixers. Sixers get Sam Young. Grizzlies acquire right to Ricky Sanchez. And the final trade, which is, wow, it's actually a big trade. When did this happen? I feel like I'm slacking. Bucks got Monte Ellis. Hikpe Udo and Kwame Brown. They traded Andrew Bogut and Steven Jackson to the Warriors. It happened 2 days ago. I didn't really know about it. I'm just looking at it right now. I have been really busy, but that's a big trade. Steven Jackson didn't already getting traded to the Spurs. The Bucks are trying to do something this year. They're in the playoffs. So I know they have Monte Ellis. So we'll see what happens. Kwame Brown, a former number one draft pick, has really never done anything noteworthy in the NBA. But he's still a big guy, so hopefully they can use him for something. So those are your trades. My winners are going to be the Lakers for sure. I think Milwaukee actually got a decent team. Now, Bogut, it was a good center, but they got a really nice point guard, shooting guard. I don't know if the Blazers are winners. I think they gave up more than they got, but the fact that they made a trade, I think, is good to see what their team can look like. The Lakers didn't try to get... I mean, they did try to get Dwight, but at the same time, they already had two big guys. I don't think they needed him. And Rondo stayed put. He was big news for a little bit, but then it was after Rondo really started putting some big numbers up. Like he has been anyway. He was such a hot. They said they needed to trade him, and then within a week, they were like, "No, it's okay. We don't want to trade him." But I don't know what that was all about. So that's your trades. I don't know. I mean, it ends today. There's 30 minutes left. I'm not sure if there's still a trade. I guess it's probably, but in 30 minutes, they definitely can't. That's the end of the trade deadline. So I don't know if there's any. I'll try to let you guys know if there's some other trade that happens. So we'll see what that happens with that. And just while I'm on the topic of the NBA. Games going on right now. Jazz and Timberwolves are in overtime. Jazz winning 109-105. 19 seconds left. Suns Clippers. Clippers up 45-30. And with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Wizards Hornets. Wizards were 99-89. Bobcats fall to the Mavericks. Mavericks won 101-96, and the Thunder go into Denver and beat the Nuggets 103-90. Durant 24 points, 8 rebounds. Nowitzki had 27 points, 5 assists for the Mavericks today. John Wall 26-12. Kevin Love 25 points, 16 rebounds. Luke Ridnour replacing Ricky Rubio actually had 13 assists today, so that's good. So far in the Clippers game, Blake Griffin 16 points, Chris Paul 6 rebounds, 5 assists. So he has a shot at a triple double there. good song. Anyways, it is time for the Sumo Flex Rep Stat of the Week. And there's always a lot of stats being going around. First day of March Madness. Not March Madness, but the tournament actually was starting. Which my stat of the week is there is never a 16 seed has never beat a number one seed ever. And it's always the one that everybody looks for. And there's no way anybody would put a 16 to win a bracket. So, on that note, I'm on a Mac computer today doing my show. I've never used a Mac before. But it's not too bad, not too bad. I mean, everybody's like, oh, PC and Mac. I don't really care. It's all new. All right, let's talk about... Sorry, guys. Hold on. All right. Talk about NCAA tourney. A lot of games going on today. All right. ESPN.com. All right, here we go. Well, I can start it off. There was Tuesday and Thursday were the play-in games. They're still technically part of the tournament. The first game was Western Kentucky hailing from the Sun Belt, which is where I'm from, FIU, and Mississippi Valley State. Western Kentucky winning 59-58. They were actually down 16 points in that game, and they came back. But more impressively, BYU beats Iona for the 14th seed. BYU actually rallied from a 25-point deficit to win against Iona, 78-72. Wow, that's crazy looking at the stats. BYU is pretty consistent, 40 points in the first half, 38 in the second half. Iona, 55 points in the first half, 17 points in the second half. So it's really bad for Iona. And going on to Wednesday, they have two play-in games. Vermont and Lamar are playing for a 16th spot, and Vermont won pretty easily, 71-59. And South Florida, who got outscored 41-29 in the second half, but Cal had a horrible first half. South Florida was a 36-13 in the first half. And they won by 11, I'm sorry. They won 65-54. But yeah, huge lead they had in the first half. California not doing good. So South Florida is in the big dance. And yeah, let's move on to today. And just to get my numbers right, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So there actually were half the games played today. And I'm assuming the other half will be tomorrow. So in 2 days, I'll cut the field in half. Here are the finalized games today. Number 14 seed South Dakota State playing number 3 Baylor. And Baylor wins 68-60. West Virginia and Gonzaga, number 10 versus number 7. Number 17, Gonzaga wins 77-54. Number 12, VCU shocks Wichita, number 5 seed. VCU winning 62-59. If I don't remember, I think they were the same seed. Maybe they were 13 or something last year, but they made it to the Final Four last year. And they already won their first game this year, so they definitely a small team that they can make some noise. We'll keep an eye on them. Western Kentucky facing Kentucky, the Sun Belt team loses 81-66. Kentucky, like I said in my stat, the 16 team has ever been a one in the NCAA tournament. So Kentucky continues their everybody's favorite to win the tourney. So they roll. Long Beach State, number 12 seed. Against New Mexico, number 5 seed. New Mexico winning 75-68. Harvard Vanderbilt, 12 Harvard versus number 5 Vandy. Vanderbilt wins 79-70. Another 16 versus 1 seed, which was a lot closer than anybody thought. UNC Asheville actually had a 4-point lead at halftime against Syracuse. Syracuse 32-2 in the regular season, the number 1 seed, and they win by 7, 72-65. Marquette, number 3 seed versus number 14, BYU, winning pretty easily, 88-68. Number 4, Wisconsin, beating number 13, Montana, pretty easily, 73-49. Number 4, Louisville, beating number 13, Davidson, 69-62. 31-1, Murray State Racers, number 16. Number 6, I mean, I understand the strength of conference, but number 6 seed for a 31-1 team. They beat Colorado State pretty easily, 58-41. Kansas State beating the number 8 seed versus the number 9 in Southern Mississippi. Kansas State winning 70-64. And the 4 games still going on. Number 11 Colorado facing number 6 at UNLV. Colorado actually winning 36-25 at halftime. Number 15 seed Loyola and Maryland versus number 2 Ohio State. Ohio State winning 50-37 with 15 minutes in the second half. And the other two games, one just went final. Number 8, Iowa State beating Connecticut, 77-64. And the last game going on is number 13, New Mexico State, facing number 4, Indiana. If you all remember, Indiana was the only team to, one of the only teams to beat Kentucky this year. Indiana wins 64 to, or is winning 64-51. With 7:26 in the second half. Those are your games so far. I haven't checked my bracket too thoroughly, so I don't know how I'm doing. But the guy I'm facing bracket-wise didn't do too good. So couldn't go for the Zen Man, which I'm just going to rightfully assume that the rest of the games are tomorrow. We got some time. I'll let you know when and where everybody's playing. They are in order from time. Okay, first game tomorrow will be number 11 Texas and number 6 Cincinnati at 12:15. It'll be on CBS. At 12:40, and number 11 North Carolina State faces number 6 San Diego State. It'll be 12:40 on True TV. At 1:40, in Alabama, number 8 Creighton face off on TBS. At 2:10. Number 10, Virginia, and number 7, Florida. That'll be on TNT, the Alabama Creighton on TBS. At 2:45, number 14, St. Bonaventure, faces number 3, Florida State, 2:45 on CBS. At 3:10, number 14, Belmont, number 3, Georgetown on True TV. At 4:10, number 16, Vermont, and number 1, North Carolina. We'll see if we can have a record there. Who knows? That'll be on TBS at 4:40 p.m. Number 15, Norfolk State. Number 2, Missouri. That'll be on TNT. At 6:50 p.m., St. Louis. Or no, St. Louis. Spell out St. Sorry, some of these teams I really haven't heard of. St. Louis and Memphis. Number 9 versus number 8. That'll be on TBS. At 7:15, number 15, Lehigh versus number 2, Duke. Number 13, Ohio, and number 4, Michigan. That'll be at 7:20 on TNT. At 7:27 on True TV, it'll be Purdue, number 10, versus number 7, St. Mary's. And the last 4 games, before I bore you all to death, is at 9:20, it'll be LIU, Brooklyn, versus number 1, Michigan State, number 16, versus number 1. At 9:45 on CBS, the one on TBS, that's CBS at 9:45, number 10, Xavier, number 7, Notre Dame. And at 9:50, South Florida, number 12, versus Temple, number 5 on TNT. And at 9:57, it'll be number 15, Detroit, versus number 2, Kansas. That'll be on True TV. So that's your slate of basketball games tomorrow. And then just like that, then we're in the field of 32. Yeah, and then I think by between Saturday and Sunday, we will have our Sweet 16 figured out. So far these five games we know are going to be going on. There's 5 games already for Saturday. The other games we don't know yet because they're still playing their first round. But these games are already going to happen. Iowa State versus Kentucky, that'll be number 8 versus number 1. Kansas State, number 8 versus number 1, Syracuse. That'll be Murray State, number 6 seed, versus number 3 Marquette, number 5 Vanderbilt versus number 4 Wisconsin, and number 5 New Mexico versus number 4 Louisville. So those games are going to happen. The winners of those 5 games will be advancing to the Sweet 16. So more to come on that. Click on the trade tracker for NBA just to see if anything different happened. I don't think anything did. No. All right, so that is what's going on right there. The other games weren't even close. Go back to today. Indiana still has a 14-point lead on New Mexico State. Ohio State is just running away with it. They're up 19 against Loyola. And Colorado and UNLV don't have time. All right. I have about 19 minutes left. I guess we'll just get into my South Florida sports update. But first,
we've seen the last two or three teams the Bulls have played go to that strategy, get it out of Derek's hands in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee has opted not to do that. Here it is. Derek again, alone up top, with only Jennings on it. You see Delfino comes out, kind of zoned up. He's really guarding Deng, but he's well away from it. Rose crosses over the fadeaway.
Got it. Step back and kiss myself.
Oh my gosh,
MVP,
it's over.
Windy City Assassin does it again.
Mike D'Antoni won't call timeout and let the Raptors set up their D. The crowd on its feet here at the Air Canada Center. Lynn puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lynn from downtown, and the Knicks take the lead. Here at the Air Canada Center.
Sorry, that sanity kind of faded away from the real world, so I was trying to bring it back, but that definitely happened like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Such a fun memory. I guess we'll just talk about really quick my South Florida sports update. I kind of already touched on everything. Just the Heat, obviously, third in the NBA, second in the East. So let's see if they can get back on track. They need to get that. I guess they only two back in lost column, so they can get that back. They can fill in the other games and winning them. You know, that makes any sense. 3.5 games basically means like you're back 7 wins and losses combined. But the lost column is also important. They're all going to end up playing the same amount of games, so the lost column is the same, and he can kind of control the win part. I just thought I'd check out the Miami Marlins, see. How they're faring. All is good news from them. A lot of people like them on ESPN. I do pass a new ballpark almost every day on the way to school. I have not been inside. I've had 2 or 3 opportunities. They played the UM there. They played FIU Panthers, which I know, it seems like, why didn't I go? I actually would have gone. I looked for tickets the last day, and they were sold out, which I'm not used to. Good and bad, yes. There's a lot of fans now, but are they real fans? Whatever. It's good to have fans. And they, so far, first game they played with the Cardinals on the 5th. They won 4-3. Then they beat the Hurricanes 7-6 on Tuesday, and then lost to the Tigers 1-3. And next day on Wednesday, they beat the Florida International Panthers 5-1 and lost to the Mets 0-7. Then, wow, they had 4 wins in a row. They beat the Mets 5-4, the Nationals 3-0, Cardinals 3-1, and the Mets 4-2. Then they lost to the Red Sox 3-5. Tied the Braves 2-2, beat the Rays 4-2, And then today they beat the Mets 3-1. So they play the Cardinals tomorrow, the Nationals Saturday, Cardinals again on Sunday, then the Astros and the Rays. Don't play Wednesday, then they play the Braves, Cardinals, Red Sox, Rays, Tigers, Nationals, Astros, Cardinals, Nationals, Mets. These are all by day. And then that brings us to April, which they play two exhibition games at the Marlins ballpark, Sunday and Monday, which is the 1st and the 2nd of April. Don't play Tuesday, and then season opener is Wednesday the 4th, right around the corner. They play one game at home against the Cards, which is awesome, which I will be there. That will be the first time I see their park, unless I guess I can go to the Yankees game. We'll see. I am a true fan, I promise. But they only play one game. So then Thursday, the next day after the season opener, they have to fly to Cincinnati to play the Reds. They actually play the Reds Thursday, don't play Friday. And they play the Reds Saturday, Sunday. That's not typical. You never have a day off in between the series. But they do it again. Monday they play the Phillies, day off. And they play the Phillies Wednesday and Thursday. Then they have a Then they have six games at home versus the Astros and Cubs. That's just, I'm just getting you guys a little quickly updated on the Marlins. UM did not make the tournament. I'm sure they're in NITs. Florida State and Florida are still in the tournament. I actually picked Florida State to go to the championship to lose to Kentucky. They did very well. They won the ACC. They beat Duke and North Carolina in the tourney. So definitely impressive for them, and I wish them the best of luck. Pretty much it. Dolphins, the only news on them is just trading and seeing if they can get a quarterback. They traded Brandon Marshall. So we'll see why they did that. I mean, obviously he's a hothead. He's hard to work with, but he's still very good. So we'll see again if that pays off. There was obviously a motive for doing so. You're always trying to make a team better. So I don't want to question them. They know what they're doing. It's usually to make something else. I thought maybe it's to get Manning to make of this buying. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is there. We will see. Every week I'll have more and more updates on that. And that is your South Florida Sports Update. Also, the Panthers, like I said before, are still third. They have a 3-point lead now in the division. It's like 10 or 11 games left. Just hope they can make the playoffs. And just to remind you all, in the playoffs for the MLB, hockey and basketball are pretty similar. They have three divisions, two conferences, eight teams to make the playoffs. There's about 80 games in each league. And then with baseball, there's always been four spots in each league, three division winners and a wild card. Now there's two wild cards. Five in each league now for playoff spots, so that'll definitely open up for the Marlins. I have a strong chance to make the playoffs this year. That is definitely my pick. And I also said my pick was for the T-Wolves to make the playoffs. It still stands, so we'll see what happens. And just because it's on the Zen Man's mind, look for the Houston Texans to make a move to get Manning. That is my theory. Unless the shop's fully healthy, I don't know. Sorry about the background music. And on that note, I have my top play of the week. I've scattered a few plays at you throughout the episode, and here's my number one play that happened in the past week.
LeBron will send it in for the Heat. Wade looking for the alley-oop, couldn't get it. LeBron on the spin, back to Chalmers. Wade for LeBron, a three to tie. Come on!
Yeah, baby! D-Wade on the pass, good job by the Heat. They took the three, but they really, really, really weren't looking for it. They were looking for the first good shot they could get. They looked to the lob first. And they ran their offense, and it wound up with LeBron in the right corner. He buried it. Now the Heat need a stop with 10:22 seconds left.
11 fourth quarter points for LeBron James. That was his first three tonight, number 31 of the year. Tony, what
wasn't the first option. It was the last option.
No, you're right. He goes to the basket. Thomas didn't have it. Hits Wade. They try to get, they double team Wade. And then leave LeBron. Perfect pass by Wade. LeBron catches it in rhythm and buries the three to tie the game.
Against Hibbert, a three. And Bosh back comes to Haslam. And now the Heat can run the shot clock all the way down and take the final shot here in the first overtime.
And Indiana's over the limit, so they can't foul on this play.
It's Wade's turn, middle of the four, started by George.
One of the best in the league at finishing.
Here we go, guys. Wade with four, with three, leans in, and hits.
Oh, it looks like he got fouled as well. No call. 1/10 of a second on the clock, baby. All they can do, Indiana, is tap it in now. They can't shoot a jump shot.
What a play by Dwayne Wade. Off balance, but on target. On the money for a money player.
Hey, LeBron James got the team here. D. Wade buries the J that can give them the winner.
7 straight points for Miami as they try to extend their home winning streak to 12 in a row. They're on the verge of going to surf here in Miami.
And Eric, what you want to do now is you want to put a big guy on the ball, make it a tough pass. Here's D. Wade again. There was contact there. Yeah, there was contact. Good concentration by D. Wade. He thought he was on the line, but he buried the shot anyway. And now all that can happen, Eric, there's no offensive or defensive goaltending now. The ball can be thrown into the cylinder of the basket because it's a dead ball.
Yeah, that was a long clip, but it was a good game, great game. And I'm just going to close out the show. Here's my final thought. I thought it would be interesting to show you all my bracket. Sorry, the dude's snoring back. Probably not too loud. But I have, I'm not going to say my whole bracket. My Sweet 16 looks like this: Kentucky versus Indiana, Baylor versus Duke, Michigan State versus Louisville, Marquette versus Missouri, Syracuse versus Wisconsin, Florida State versus Ohio State, North Carolina versus Michigan, and Georgetown versus Kansas. And out of those teams, I have Syracuse advancing. I have Florida State beating Ohio State to advance to the Sweet, to the Elite Eight. North Carolina and Michigan, I have North Carolina winning. And Georgetown, Kansas, I have Georgetown winning. Then I have Missouri beating Marquette, Michigan State beating Louisville, Baylor beating Duke, and Kentucky beating Indiana. So then that's my Elite Eight. I then have Kentucky facing Missouri in the Final Four versus, and also Florida State facing North Carolina in the Final Four. And then I have Kentucky winning and Florida State winning, with Kentucky beating Florida State to win the national championship. I honestly looked at this bracket kind of like a test or a midterm and you haven't studied. But that's kind of where it comes into just knowing a team and how they've done over the past years. I know that's not how it's going to be this year, but we'll see how I do. I didn't have any huge upsets. I guess Florida State going to the final, well, the championship is kind of my, it's just been really impressive this year. And I've seen a lot of good things. I mean, they beat North Carolina Blue twice this year, so wouldn't surprise them if they beat them again. So that is my, that's my bracket for you. And with that, I'm just going to say thanks to you all for listening. It's been a pleasure. I'll be back next Thursday night, of course, at 11 o'clock on Ship to Show Radio on blogtalk.com. And make sure to check out Tuesday's lineup. As always, I'm a little clueless on it, but I'm pretty sure Ship to Shore and Dread of Sports Talk will be on Tuesday night. And then they will be back next Thursday. With that, I'm going to say thank you. Good luck to all your brackets. Peyton Manning, if you're listening, please come to Miami. I would love to have you down here in South Beach. And with that, good night, and I'll see y'all next week. Thanks.
I am officially retiring from the NFL and Green Bay Packers. And
here we go. To the 40, the 30, the 20. Touchdown, Brennan.
Like a sack of potatoes.
We're crawling the crack-a-later.
Breeze. In the air to center. Has it done it? Way back.